Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the podcasters, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing as we wrap things up live from San Francisco, California. We are not on Media Row right now. We're in the hotel, and this is not the most ideal situation as we have to check out in a couple of minutes. So we're going to, and that's not ideal either. You know, nothing's ever going to be smooth, although we've had a pretty smooth trip overall, but there's always going to be little drama along the way. And my drama was, I'm here until Saturday, but the hotel had me checked out on Friday. And by chance, I was able to find a hotel room. And this is like how lucky I got. I found a hotel room for like $200, which I'm a little bit worried about in San Francisco to pay that little, especially Super Bowl weekend. But nobody really showed up to the Super Bowl. Like San Francisco, like you in the area I'm in, you wouldn't know the Super Bowl is here. Besides the media staying in the hotel, like we're in like the financial district. There's nothing going on around here. And the Seahawk fans are all staying in San Jose. And quite frankly, there's not many Patriot fans here yet. I think it's just so expensive that people are going to show up like today and tomorrow. So anyways, the hotel room rates are starting to fall. So I got a room, and it turned out the hotel is like right next door too. So it makes my life a little bit easier, but I got to check out. And of course, we're doing the Pat McAfee show today. And in fact, in about an hour, a little more than an hour's time. So I've got a million things going on running through my brain right now. I got to check out of a hotel room. I got to get to the convention center, but let's get some best bets from Rob Vino and Cam Stewart. Rob, we'll start with you. Always a pleasure. Super Bowl weekend is here. After a couple of weeks of looking at this football game and breaking it down, what stands out the most to you? How are you going to be approaching this from a betting perspective?
Well, where the game itself, Gabe, is concerned, and side, not total, but side, I stopped looking at this game 5 minutes after the end of the NFC Championship game. I looked for an opening number as soon as they put one on the board after the two finals were in. Seattle was 3.5. I bet it. released it to clients at 4.5, and I've never looked back. I just don't. I've been involved in too many of these, Gabe, where if you take 2 weeks to have your mind changed, it'll be changed. And I come up with a significant amount of edges on the Seattle side. And even as I dig through the props still, I continue to find the same advantages. So for me, it's Seattle -4.5. Where total is concerned, I'm a little bit conflicted. I don't know that this game gets over the 45 points. And you know I like to play over. So when in doubt, I usually sit on the sidelines. We'll see if I get to something in game or not. But as far as side and total are concerned, it's pretty cut and dry for me. I feel like Seattle, in so many ways that I won't list because I know you're short time here today. But yeah, in just so many ways, I feel like this is the right side. And they should win the game, in my mind, by 7 or more. I'm not one of these guys that's saying they're going to win by 4 touchdowns, you know, 24 points. It's a blowout. It's this, is that. It's that. It could turn out to be, for all I know. But if I'm laying 4.5, I want to make sure I think the team can at least win by a touchdown, and I think Seattle can.
It's easy to start to overthink things. And we talk about this with the UFC often. You overanalyze, you start watching UFC countdown shows and this and that, and you start doubting things and you start changing your mind. And then, you know, then you're basically just lost, right? If you don't really have any conviction about it. Yeah, I will say, as the game approaches, and it's not sexy to say this, but I really think that this really could land on both numbers, actually, which nobody ever wants to hear. Like, I've got Seattle winning, like Rob said, but I think Seattle wins by 6, wins by 7, wins by 6 type of thing. And the total, and, you know, I was thinking, all right, we're going to get to the low 50s. now I'm sort of, that's a little ambitious. I've got to lower the total a little bit here, yet I still have it creeping over like 46, 47, Rob.
Yeah, I could understand it, Gabe, because the exterior pieces of this where you could get points are from your defenses on both sides and are from your special teams. I think special teams is the one spot that's really been neglected to be talked about this week as far as point production is concerned, because if you're New England, at least in my mind, in order to score, you need a little help. You need some, you know, like crazy 35-yard pass interference calls, or you need short field position, or you need your return game to come up big in this one, which is they're fully capable of. And on the other side, Rashid Shaheed, we've seen him break kick returns, you know, more than once already. So between Marcus Jones and Rashid Shaheed, points could be set up there or even scored there. So I can see where, you know, that 45 is such a slippery slope, because if it just plays out to form and none of that stuff happened and it went like on paper, I'd say I'd probably lean under. But we know Super Bowls are crazy games. Teams at the end of games that are trailing get desperate and things happen. So I don't know. If I'm going to get anywhere, it's going to be on over, but I'm just hesitant to do so right now.
Cam, how do you feel about the game now that we're days away?
I'm nervous, Gabe, but I'm like Rob. I'm not changing my path. I think Seattle, I bet between 7 and 12 points at plus 400 is something that I'm betting. I think they win by 7 to 10. I'm kind of reading Vino's mail, Gabe. I'm not changing my point in this game. The Patriots' defense has improved during the playoffs, but I just think Seattle has edges. Rob talked about the special teams. Our kicker's very good as well. He doesn't have the biggest leg, but it's damn straight. New England's kicker had a little bit of problems before. He kicks low balls. I have a feeling there could be a block kick in this game, just a weird vibe, but I'm on Seattle. I think they get it done, and you guys are both right. This total, great number by the books. I was originally thinking under, over, Gabe. You said it back and forth, and that means I don't really have conviction. I'm on the side. I got Seattle to win the game with a bunch of different things, and I think they win the game by around 7 to 10 points. That's why I bet the 7 to 12 plus 400.
One of the go-to props for me in the Super Bowl in the past has been, will there be more points in the first half or second half? And the second half is generally the play. Rob, how do you feel about that this year?
Yeah, that would generally be the play. Absolutely. Because like I say, when teams in the fourth quarter, when they start to get a little bit desperate, things do happen. I think back to a couple of the KC 49er games where second half points were prevalent. First half, you know, in theory, is a feeling out process by each side, right? Not many teams come out really aggressive from the get-go. So I can, you know, in theory, that's obviously the way to look at it. Second half, more points than the first half. I don't know that I could argue that.
One thing, though, about Seattle, their MO is, I've talked about it a lot throughout the year, that Seattle are very Michigan-like and almost Indiana-like. Like, they're very big, they're a very college football team-like. Their play calling isn't, like, complicated. Their defense flies to the ball. They run some play action when they throw the football. But they like to get a lead. And then they, you know what I mean? They like to get an early lead, get up big, and then sort of coast for the rest of the game. The Michigan Wolverines were big with that, with Harbaugh and McDonald and Minter and stuff. You know, hey, let's just get a 14-3 lead and, you know, let's get ahead early. And we've seen this in the playoffs as well. The Seattle Seahawks have absolutely ambushed their opponents early, right? We saw it with San Francisco. They scored right away. They scored on the first drive right away against the Los Angeles Rams. I think Seattle are going to be aggressive early in this game. That's my only thing about the first half, second half. I think Seattle are going to be hell-bent on getting a lead early in this game. And I think the first half is something worth a look for Seattle. We've all heard people talk about it. Well, New England to be playing from behind. The odds makers are onto it. You got to lay a solid three here. But another prop that I was looking at, and it's will both teams score on their first drive? You're getting like plus 350 on this, plus 325, plus 350. And we've seen Seattle score on their first drive of both playoff games. And you know, listen, all it takes is a field goal, like, to win this prop as well. Touchdown and a field goal, two field goals. It's funny because I gave this on a show the other night, and then the next guest said he liked both teams to punt to start the game, the complete opposite. But I think it's worth a look in the plus 325, plus 350 range that both teams score first on their first drive.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cam, you want to go?
Yeah, sure, Rob. I agree with Gabe. Seattle jumps on people. I think they will score on their first drive. That's what they do early in the game. They also get good field position due to Shahid's returns. One for a touchdown sets up good field position, even if he doesn't go all the way. They have a solid field goal kicker. As for New England, I think they'll take chances first. Gabe, to be not even a contrarian, the bet that I like is more points in the first half than second half. I like the opposite of what some people think. I think Seattle scores early and often in this game, and I think the second half slows down. But yes, I do like your bet. I think both teams can score. I'm expecting more points in the first half, and I'll lay with Seattle in the first quarter and first half as well. They're notorious fast starters.
Rob, as we start to get into some...
To both your guys' points... Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe. I was just going to say, to both your guys' points, Seattle has had that quick knockout punch in a variety of games, first half, first quarter. And a lot of it's due to, I just think back to the Arizona game where Leonard Williams and that defense, it sucked to be Jacoby Brissett that day because he was on the ground losing the ball constantly in the first half. And they built like a 30-something first half lead. So their defense in the beginning, if you're not used to that, and New England's offensive line, for what it's worth, they've allowed 15 sacks in 3 playoff games, 5 in every single game so far. They haven't protected him all that well. So you would hope that if you're playing both teams to score on first drive and New England does turn it over on theirs, you automatically lose. I don't know. I'd be a little bit scared because Seattle's quick knockout punch has a lot to do with their defense too.
And you got to believe that Seattle will score first. You know, look, if you really want to, maybe we're overanalyzing it, but Seattle are going to call the coin toss, right? They're the visiting team. So they're going to call the coin toss. I think both teams probably will end up wanting to defer, right? Unless Seattle gets aggressive. But I think New England will be conservative early in this football game. Like Rob said, Drake May's been lit up, all right? He's been sacked 15 times. And it's not like, oh, it's sort of an anomaly. No, it's 5 in each one, actually. Like, you know, 3 different teams and all good defenses, but Seattle have an elite defense as well. I like the Seattle prop over sacks. It's 2.5 minus money, 3.5 like type thing now. It's moving around, but since it's Super Bowl, you could bet alternate sacks and different numbers on that. But I would expect Seattle to get to him at least 3 times.
I'd agree with that, absolutely, especially if they are, in fact, trailing fourth quarter and forced to the air. That just enhances the opportunities for Seattle.
Rob, I think they're going to be very aggressive, dude. Like, Gabe, I know that Emmanuel injury is not as bad as people think, but I think they're going to bring a lot of heat on May. We saw what happened. This guy, even in the Houston game, Rob brought up a great point. Their offensive line has been absolutely, like, decimated. May's been fumbling balls. He's taking a lot of hits. And I think Seattle, with the smart guys that they have on their coaching staff, are going to come up with concepts to, like, basically bring a little bit more heat than usual and put him on his ass.
Rob, player
you
props.
Know, the last 23 possessions, guys, the last 23 possessions in 2 games that New England has had, 16 of those possessions have gone for 12 yards or less. It's not like they're lighting things up offensively. They had a really good game against the Chargers, mostly due to Chargers' ineptitude, but Houston and Denver locked them down, and especially Drake May has shown us nothing. I don't know how bad this shoulder injury is. It didn't come into effect in my handicap, but just say New England hasn't really moved the ball whatsoever.
No, and I've talked about it, Rob. And in fact, they've come into the Super Bowl scoring the least amount of points in 3 games out of any team since 1979. The 1979 Los Angeles Rams got to the Super Bowl by like scoring like 10 points a game or something stupid like that in the playoffs when Vince Ferragamo stepped in for Pat Hayden. And they've averaged 18 points a game in the playoffs. And I think even that's a little deceptive, right? But what they've averaged 18, but they averaged 28 in a regular season. Yet they're here because they've given up the least amount of points in 3 playoff games since the Ravens of 2000. So defense is the reason that they're here, and that's why you have to wonder, like, will they be able to keep up, Cam? And that's the thing why you have to like Seattle to win this game ultimately. People keep coming back to the Sam Darnold narrative. Will Sam Darnold make a critical mistake at some point? But I don't think he will.
You know what it is, Gabe, too? I know he had two bad games. They're both against one team and one coaching staff with those six picks. And then what did Seattle do? The opposite of what you thought they were going to do with the running game. He went out there and he tossed it all over the lot and looked very confident doing so. If Seattle's offensive line can hold up against New England, that's going to be a huge battle in the game. Darnold, I think, will be have the ability to pick them across over the middle. I'm big on the tight end, as you know, Gabe Barner, with his number 22.5, 23.5. That's too low. I think he gets there. And another thing about Barner, too, for people that haven't watched Seattle play, they use him at the one or two. A lot of the time they went with Charbonnet, but they also do a tush push, and Barner is the guy that they use, Gabe. But I'm with you. I think Seattle, like, if they score first in this game and, like, take a big lead, I think that's a huge advantage, and they can put New England into desperation and make them have way more mistakes.
Rob, player props? Any specific angles you're looking at or players that stand out to you?
Well, a couple of things here. I think Rashid Shaheed's receiving yards over 22.5 is worth the shot here. New England has given up at least one big shot in every single game so far. So for Shaheed, you know, the one thing I worry about with New England is, yeah, the corners are nice. A lot of talk about Christian Gonzalez this week and on the other side, Carlton Davis. But those safeties, Gabe, I don't know. Shaheed. One move, we saw it last week, right? One catch, and he's over the number. And they don't necessarily, other than wide receiver screens. Yeah, other than wide receiver screen, you're not going to see him on a short pass play. So I tried Shaheed. I think that's a good play. I also think it's a good play to take Drake May over a half of an interception. I mean, this guy's thrown one every game. I think he's going to be under pressure often in this game. So to throw one pick against this particular defense, secondary back seven, I think is very possible. I kind of like those two more than the rest. Hey, let me just real quick here, Gabe. I'm going to get off script for half a second because you brought up that Vince Ferragamo team. Just 5 second story time here real quick. I'm 18 years old. I'm at a party with a bunch of my friends. They got grain alcohol punch. I'm blitzed out of my mind. And Moonshine. I have the Rams plus 11.5, and that stinking little Hawaiian place kicker, Frank Corral, comes out and blows an extra point, and they lose by 12. I punch a hole in the guy's apartment and lose a bet that I shouldn't even, you know, at 18, I'm betting like I'm, you know, 55 with career savings in my pocket. But, you brought back a bad memory.
Funny, bad beat in a 1979 Super Bowl for Rob Vino.
That's awesome.
Frank Corral, I'll never forget him.
It's amazing how you remember those stories, and you remember those Super Bowls and those moments like that. And that name, Vince Ferragamo, triggered it. Vince Ferragamo actually played in the CFL, Rob, played for the Montreal Concords. The Montreal Alouettes actually went bankrupt, and they reinvented themselves as the Montreal Concord. And they had Tom Cousineau on the team. Remember the Cleveland Browns, Cousineau, and Vince Ferragamo. And Vince Ferragamo played in the Super Bowl as well. Played with the Buffalo Bills briefly, too, Vince Ferragamo. But sorry for the bad memory, Rob. And the reference.
If it ever comes up in a trivia contest, I'm going to win, Gabe. Frank Corral.
Look, I was watching the Pat McAfee show this morning, and I'm on it. I got to get going over there pretty soon, actually. And he had like Hall of Fame trivia. So he had a bunch of Hall of Famers on to start the show, like Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald and Luke Kuechly and everything. And like, so they were at like sort of like, it was like a game show set. And the first question was, who was the last quarterback to retire after winning the Super Bowl? And Drew Brees
was
is like
John Elway.
I was thinking Elway too, but it was Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Peyton Manning retired after beating the Panthers 10 years ago. Except Luke Kuechly was the panelist, right? And so Luke Kuechly's like, that was one of the worst days of my life 10 years ago. Pat's like, yeah, I didn't really think of it.
It's horrible.
Like, Pat's like, thanks, pal. Kuechly's like, really, Pat? Like, it was funny. Like, it was authentic. Kuechly goes, really? That's the first question? Like, the worst day of my life?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was funny.
I love Luke Kuechly. That's great.
And that was a little job. Right, Cam, so what do you do with the pro player props?
I'm not going away from Helani. I know, 1.5 receptions.
Yeah,
and
I like
I got
that one.
No, Gabe, I got an early number too at 8.5, and I see it like at 9.5, 10.5. I don't care, because the thing is, Walker can't be on the field for everything. And he's Helani's one of those guys. You saw him at Boise State, Morenci. And the thing is, he rushed 3 carries for 4 yards against the Rams. But remember, 3 catches for 27, averaging 9. Mm. I think you'll get 3 to 4 receptions in the game. So I like over receptions and over yards for Helani. My Patriot prop, Henderson, over 22.5 rushing receiving. They haven't used Trevion Henderson the way they did, but we saw him at Ohio State, guys. We watch a lot of college football, and I'll tell you, he's going to be a bigger part of this thing in the Super Bowl with Stevenson. I like Henderson over 22.5, and I think Helani gets more receptions and yards.
Any other player props, Rob, that you want to bring up that you've been looking at?
Yeah, you know, it just offbeat ones, Gabe, because I'm always looking at like the third or fourth receivers, much like where Cam's looking at running backs and tight ends. But, you know, Pop Douglas for New England, 10.5 receiving yards. Stephon Diggs is probably going to be covered fairly well here. I think Seattle's well aware of what Sean Booty can do deep. I just feel like Douglas, they do throw to him a little bit, and one catch gets you over. So it's possible.
Maybe
I end
even Hollins
up on
too,
that.
Rob. His numbers are low. Yeah. Like the Patriot receivers numbers gave him real low. Too low.
And Hollins catches almost everything thrown to him. I mean, you're no right. matter what stop it's been during his career. So I think that number was like 29.5. Maybe it's gone up since then, but it's a good look.
Yeah, Hollins, you know, we can't like everybody, but I do agree with you in liking Hollins. He's been he's had better numbers than people realize, actually. Hollins. I'm looking here right now for his final numbers here. Let's see, receptions, over under yards. Receive. That's the problem with the Super Bowl. There's so many freaking props. Everything's
Gabe,
hard to find.
Gabe, want to hear the best thing? So I came on. You're there, and Lisi brought me on. His favorite prop is Cam Akers over 0.5 yard, and I almost spit out my coffee on the screen. I was like, what? I know he might not even get on the field, Joe.
Yeah, like Mac Hollins, his prop is 25.5 right now. He's gone. Wow. In the playoff games, he had 41, 69, and 51.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 25.5.
That's nuts. And Rob said it, Gabe. He's got good hands. Like he doesn't drop a lot of. If it's there, he'll catch it, I think. So yeah.
Bet Online has a prop up. Will he show up barefoot to the Super Bowl? It's -1500 to the yes.
Yes.
It was -500, but they cap you out at like $50 on those bets.
Yeah.
It's like $43, $50 max, sort of on the fun, sort of exotic ones. But still, you know, you can have some fun with some of those ones. All right. So excellent stuff, Rob. I guess now we just count down the days until the UFL starts, right? March 27th, I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Rosters are forming. Things are going on there. I've been trying to keep up a little bit. So I'm going to be texting you back and forth. Maybe we can combine knowledge here and get ourselves ready for the start of that season, but it's going to be fun. I like football all year round.
We always appreciate your time, Rob, but thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Cam, good stuff. Enjoy the game this week.
Have fun on McAfee. I hope he doesn't bring up the Bills. He already ruined Luke Kuechly's day there. Hope he keeps it under control.
I'll turn the monitor on, make sure I see.
I'm nervous this year. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I am, but I'm nervous today for whatever reason.
Once you get out there, it'll be, you know what it is. That's the thing. Got to have butterflies before a big game all the time, Gabe.
That's that. Not nervous, but I got the butterflies.
Exactly.
It's ESPN. You know, it's my yearly hit on ESPN, so I get a little excited.
Very nice.
Okay, guys. Awesome stuff. We'll catch up next week.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care, fellas.
All right, everybody, I'll post a whole slew of picks and all that online, obviously. We'll be doing some videos as well. And we're back to our normal schedule with the podcast next week. Other than that, you're on your own from San Francisco, California. Later.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.